the deferred ones, George, I think we've got to realize this. I think you're absolutely correct. And all that road shows that it's only the guys representing real business. The people aren't sophisticated. People like Arthur who aren't really looking for a solution, but they're looking for you something to obey them to. You were saying, well, roll it back. I mean, you remember the meeting. They roll it back. Well, goddamn, you can't roll it back. How? With what? What power? It'd be great if we wanted to take on the strikes and be popular. Certainly. So we got it from public support. Maybe we should go that way. I'll start rolling the back and come in the ass.
That's a big roll of the dice. Then it's a basically an anti-labor campaign.
Which correct.
Is too. And
right.
I don't think we're positioned right to it. Maybe that's where we're going to end up. If they misbehave and keep alienating,
that's my point. My point, Don, is that if George is there, I think George, my person, I think they've got to go on the deferred wage increase. Because I don't think we can break the contract. That's all in the past. I mean, they made those deals and so forth, correct? Now, it seems to me that that's on the deferred thing. Now, it seems to me with regard to the future, they now are on the spot. And if they come in 10, 12, 15% increases, then we build the case. And maybe we go back to another previous year.
I think the life of script is still going to go through it. And there'll be public outcry will increase. The public members of the board will be on increasing. At some stage in the game, they'll vote with men against labor. And at that point,
labor will walk out.
Really, against sticky, labor will walk out. And
then
I just hope that that's a little way down the road. Then we have to ask ourselves, do we want to have an all public board, or do we want to sort of fighting and jaw voting, stuff like that, and just stand alone on the chair? Nature of the sanctions that are operating naturally here. So we can't
guess I'm agreeing with this.
You'd like that control over it?
I think that we're in a position where we can not cave in completely.
No.
I think George does too. I mean, I don't think we have to cave in completely.
Why?
And I think they're in a position where they've got to come along.
Why don't you do this to get Jim Hodgson some of the bargaining thing with me? Say, now, George, I come here and I think you should know. You can say, George Schultz, I'm prepared to. We have submitted it. Now that's just a point, something that might be a way to put him on some other spot here. They want to go that far now. You see what I'm getting at? We all know this goddamn meeting. It's always said you're talking to the president and nobody else. Now, I understand that. He's been used to that for years. But here we are. You can say this is what we all understood to be the case. It's just a misunderstanding that you ought to come aboard now. You better have Jim try to negotiate.
No, I don't think.
Maybe we don't need that.
I'd rather not have Jim be in the position of a negotiator.
I would
rather they're saying, look, in all this comment about what has been and so on, we've tried to summarize what has been our position, and here it is. And this is not a document.
You know, Don, I can't see how the hell he can back off of this. This is a
problem. I don't either. I can't conceive of how he can back off.
Yeah, he can. Of course he can. He can back off of other things.
This, the good thing about this also is point number four, which retains for the council the capability of reducing coverage.
Yeah.
Which I think is
reducing it.
Potentially. Well, altering the number of units involved in the rents, or just reducing down the number of things that the board and the commission can even deal with. Because I think we're going to want to do that. And,
let me say that I'm totally for it.
Yeah.
I know that everybody says we've got to have it across the board, and everybody's that sure moral suasion. But as far as what you concentrate on, I really believe it's ridiculous for you to talk in terms of, well, we're going to police 300,000 or 400,000 price and then decisions. I like that this is a good statement.
George, you know, the thing that Meany's been saying is that who does Hudson speak for, who does Schultz speak for, and all of that.
If we have their OKRN by that, we'll be so clear.
Sure.
Let me just do this for you.
Why don't you do that? I don't think that Meany should be given a copy of that.
Alright, fine. But what I'll just say to Jim, well, Jim will have it. You'll see he submitted it.
Jim can leave the copy of the night.
There you are.
So there.
I use that photo that of that.
Okay.
How's that sound to you? That doesn't make him a negotiator. It says this is the administration's policy. And I can prove, I can demonstrate. You're okay by that. That's as far as we can go.
All right, we thought we would not issue this, but we would call some of our management people on the Productivity Commission so that we wouldn't be in a position of having all of the told me about this and giving me the summary.
Well, you're not going to issue that at all,
maybe my feeling is that if this document is left with me, it will be passed around in the Executive Council and it will wind up getting out.
So he's going to have to issue it. He's going to have to give the document to me and leave it publicly. You'll ask for a copy.
Is there any way you can revise the heading, George, to say a summary statement of published statements by administration officials on this? Or something so that it doesn't look like we're changing, that this is just a succinct collection of the positions already articulated?
Well, I think that's a good thing.
What's his position?
Reasonable.
program to labor homeless, right, the low labor force.
They did.
And in the Korean War, they did. They walked off the board and reconstituted the service of one hour and all that. That was when there was a war on. And then they had a president.
Who was there. Right.
Now we have no war, and a president they would like to defeat.
Right.
So we know they're going to be trying to maneuver this thing. On the other hand, I think there also is a sincere desire to see inflation brought down.
On their part?
To see expansion and diminution of unemployment.
On their part?
On their part. And that's partly for a reason that they do not keep people employed, partly because they know that when the labor market is very tough, they have it all their way in collective bargaining. And the labor market is looser, collective bargaining believes it's much tougher in spite of the salaries that all underneath the surface. There's a great deal of pressure on productivity and the work world and so on, and they're much more under the gun than trying to organize.
I think judges politics very carefully and stuff. People are shrewd, Mansfield and Mills sort of playing in our way, must be playing in the other opposite. I heard of you.
Janet's a ranking member of the Labor Committee. Start losing the voluntary
public support for roads. very fortunate it's held up as well as it has over this period of time. But it will erode after that. We all know that's why the 90 days is about as long as that stand. Despite what many people thought, that it should have been longer, should have been longer.
Depending on them saying we're going to have to get this in there, we're right.
Well, on the other hand, we have a very interesting, we may have an interesting phenomenon here. We do the test on it. We need here one of those unusual times of without a war, before we talk about when people are so patriotic. You know, sometimes people want to be patriotic about something. And when they want to be patriotic about this, certainly much of the reaction had around the country and even a whole lot of people would say, well, my God, I'd like to help. And we all know this. There is a sentiment among a lot of people that they like to help in this way. And maybe that will help us. You realize we've really never had any of this inflation. I mean, in our time, okay, not since the Depression. Depression years and all that, there's no regular inflation.
Right.
The only time you had inflation, you had a hell of a kick up in the third year of World War II, when the Korean control went off about 70%.
It seems to me, I would say, that this inflation is no exception.
Sure.
Well, in the last year or so, the war winding down, it was really beginning to
Sure. Sure.
But we'll go ahead
and relatively mild
with hot and probably temperatures getting
to the
top. Some people seem to think I should do it. Right? Always hesitate because
don't have the time.
Well, it's important to build up the Secretary of Labor. And the more I do, the more difficult it is for him. So,
don't have to shift your question. Actually, you'll have more stroke than
me. Well, if you hesitate.
What, you're a
kicker? I said that I'm closer to you.
Yeah, that's the point. I meant, but not in terms of Hodgson's. How about the two of you?
I think I'm going to get
it. I'm fine. If you say to them, what do you think now? You don't like that?
No, sir. My inclination is to think that the best person to do it is George. In terms of the relationships with him. But in this case, I think it's getting in plenty to send the Secretary of Labor. I think it's overkill. I'd send Jim along myself, but just because I think we're giving him an awful lot in this. And it's a reasonable amount. And it's fair. And there ought to be enough. And Hodgson's in a position to say this is the view of the administration. It's been clear to people. That isn't like you need to. You don't mean he can't doubt his word, it seems to me. I think George is right, actually.
Yeah. It may be overkill, no, so. Standing on any protocol or anything like that, maybe we can get it done.
Right.
That was the only reason I was trying to get it done.
It would be sure. I think it's Georgia.
Overkill or not, I think the thing we'll do is to take the insurance on so that we've gone the extra mile. Maybe it's the best for George and the destroyer. I don't think George can go along without him. I just think he's got to have the Secretary of Labor in position, but I don't see the reason why the group can hang on. Why is it that after all George has been in to see me about this?
George can call up me and say, Jim, he's been talking. Why can't Jim go over and talk to me? I don't think George is I'm not an expert on this. I shouldn't venture to take
it. Well, George, you know him.
Sure,
you know him best. Now, let's just see. wouldn't it be helpful if not just the oil left, but you and Jim would work together?
Well, I think it would be better in this particular situation, because that's what we think that proposing a bigger deal, if he was cost of firing, like most people do, especially like old people do.
Young people don't respond to that.
Well, young people do too, but I think that, as I say, everybody does, especially.
Yeah. I think we better, Don, we've got to play for the marbles. We better go to. I think what you should do is to say, you can say no. I didn't want to say you and Arch should have.
Did it or if we waited until now,
yeah.
Why they would have been just horrified of getting.
We cannot let the CEO people can get very, very comfortable with, shall we say, a controlled economy. Most people want it. They don't want to make decisions. They don't want to be big. They don't want to, you know, when I say most people, I hope that's wrong. But an awful lot of people do now. And there's still a lot of good independent soldiers. And your job really is with great finesse to appear to be doing a hell of a lot. But we've got to get this thing being controlled as much as we can, particularly in the economy.
You feel that the impression should be that, my feeling is I ought to get the price board and the pay board and the price commission out in front of doing a hell of a job and keep the cost of living council just a little separate from it so that.
Yeah, what do you visualize that the cost of living council would do? Isn't it that really gets the issue? Nobody's ever been, it's like the farmer, he's never satisfied with it. But most, nobody's going to be satisfied with prices, even if they're going down. Everybody has got that. It's just too much. The machines cost too much. And the kids want more and more and more. Nobody's going to be satisfied with unemployment. They go to job and couldn't have. See my point here?
Yes, sir.
So what I mean is we've just got to give the appearance of fighting the battle. Just give a hell of a lot of appearance, a lot of cosmetics. But damn sure that we don't
overregulate.
Oh, that's the worst thing. Just get that there with that bricks as quick as you can, as quick as you possibly can.
I feel that way, and I've talked to Herb Stein and to Arthur Burns and to George, and I kind of want to get a feel for how I ought to be postured how to, in anything I do.
Yeah.
And I think that we ought to essentially try to let the cost of living council recede just a bit as all of this new stuff goes into effect.
Yeah.
And then I think we ought to play a role in the deregulation of the society, because I honestly think that the support for this is going to erode. I think it's going to erode over a period of months.
Yeah.
It's going to be irritating and pain, and that we ought to keep trying to see if it's as equitable as possible, as fair as possible, and that the coverage is reduced as quickly as it can be reduced.
Yeah.
Was kind of what I had in mind.
Every time you get a little bit of news, reduce the coverage. I guess the month of December.
I also think that the reduction itself gives people a feeling of progress.
True.
President, on your press conference, you have a major announcement of some sort of foreign or some other nation. The labor type press will all be hanging around over there. They may not even be here. You may not even get a question on that.
I will get a question.
But if you do, it seems to me there ought to be three important examples on the way that there is a broad economic program which we're trying to, we're pushing for expansion of the economy and reduction of unemployment. There is a long-term goal of an improved cost position for American products in the world. And there is a drive to control inflation. This wage price business is part of the drive to control inflation, which will help us do the other thing. I think it's worth putting it that way because so many of the Democrats have said, well, this all sounds fine, but what are they doing about unemployment?
They left off totally what I said about unemployment. No, we said, no, goddammit, pass our law, pass our tax bills, and,
So I think setting it back in that context would be important. And then it seems to me the thing that you hit in your speech and all your other appearances, this has got to be a cooperative effort. This has got to have deep strength to it, and also be cooperative, so we're working for cooperation.
I think that's the kind of thing George and I will try to do, and I'm going to stay off of the trade unions.
And as far as all the detail of how this and that works together, they've been covered in materials that have been put out. Secretary press conference and consolidate.
Well, I'll try to pick out and say, well, the secretary would clarify what he said, and I'm not clarifying it very clearly right now.
And part of it won't be out.
What?
And part of it will not be final until the pay board and the price commission are appointed, meet, and work out some of those things. This constant desire for total clarity on every aspect is just unrealistic if you've got a process like this. Set the pay board and the price commission out in front, which I like.
Probably try to go with the public board for it. a public way to where I can go with a public price.
And then back that up with, by the deep thing. Under the, we have to give probably some instructions not to get caught in quantitative things that can be screamed about all the time and talk about concepts like productivity, cost of living, and the relationships, equity, and things of that kind. So they have a little room to maneuver. And I can't be based on their own standards.
What's the general reaction, George, to our having that argument about?
It seemed positive to me, whatever there is.
Yeah, and I think that the way he did,
he gave every bit of chance.
But that part, and also waiting for the East Coast strike, helped the case. And I don't think there's been any reaction that we should have gone on the East Coast at all. In fact, there have been many statements that have said, well, I was wise, Mark.
Yeah. Here's what we're doing, and here's what we're doing for, and is that I think it's very, I think it's very easy to go out and make a total non-political speech before a political audience. I just make it totally non-political.
And you think that's where I can go?
Perfectly all right. On the ground, that you'll be saying, I am here and I'm here to discuss the economic policy in a non-partisan way, bigger and all that crap, you know. And this is very good in California, too. California is a state where people run on to the man rather than the party. And, you can say that this is an issue about politics. It's one of the Democrats and Republicans must work together. They're not going to ask for cooperation of the people. And I think the president deserves support from Democrats and Republicans. Make a speech, in other words, just a total turn and put it out that way. And I put it right, put a disclaimer right at the beginning. I am not here to talk partisan politics tonight. What I'm saying is that I am here to talk about the president's program, which is about partisanship, serves support to Democrats and Republicans, and so forth, to fight inflation or bring peace to the world and prosperity without war and all that. And don't put a political thing in it. There's no, and I think there's no sweat. So I would cancel the other time. I would do other things, but I think it would be very good to do a campus thing, if you will. I do still all these immersion things. And I'd like to put it in this thing, too. But I think it would be very good to do, like the San Francisco, small places like the Commonwealth, the Chicago, the elite, the economic side. Stay the hell out of the economics, leave that to the experts like George, you know, and he. You know, you got to say that Conway is a clever son of a gun.
He is.
He toe dances around those bad issues. Great skill. And as you say, he sounds so convincing and so absolutely precise. You read it, but thank God he hasn't been able to start. Yeah. Hello. Okay, bye.
No.
Well, this is very helpful. I think this is the line, though. If I get a chance to say anything on it, which I will, give some chance, I'll bring them back to the high ground. Our program is all hangs together, and our competitive position in the world, our program for expanding the economy, increasing employment, the program of fighting inflation, each is related to the other. You can't do one without the other. And of course, if you talk about inflation, very important to know that when you talk about freeze or controlling prices and wages, that deals only with one aspect of the problem, probably. The root causes must still be dealt with, you know, effectively, and that's why we're going to continue our program of going after those causes, because, and you can also point out that our program of going after the causes of inflation had already reduced the rate of inflation from 6% to 4%. We're going to continue that game at the same time we're fighting this one.
Can I report one thing?
Yes, sir.
The Operation for Research Society has done a good thing. They criticized Jerry Wiesner and those fellows who testified against the ABM for the lack of quality and their lack of professionalism in their testimony. And the fellow who did it, Bob Mako, the president of my old district, and he kind of holds his hand.
What is the Operation for Research Society?
Professional Society for Experts in Operations Research and Systems Analysis. And he caught hell from his colleagues. He's a professor at the University of Illinois. You know, Northwestern.
Why did he catch hell?
Sure, you know, for doing a study that might be critical of some of the people in his profession. You know, they're clubby like senators,
sure,
or politicians, or anyone else. And
good,
he went right ahead. I just thought you'd like to know that somewhere in the country there's some acts of middle-level leadership by good people.
There's some good intellectuals.
Well, there's a guy who did something that was hard to do, and it was right. And the next time someone testifies in the Senate, he's going to be a little more careful, and he's going to know someone's looking over his shoulder, and be a little more precise and professional. I think that's a good thing. Kind of a piece of progress, I think.
One thing we try to do, George, is to, you'll love it, see you tomorrow, is to always keep one jump ahead of these bastards. It's pretty hard. No, I'll tell you the one thing that's difficult.
tough on the coming food.
I just don't buy all that jazz to the effect of, well, it's only we can reassure the people that because everybody, that because everybody in the country wanted wage and price controls, therefore we should give it to them. I've never felt that because I know they wouldn't work. The second point is that having taken this step over, which is an awesome step, and we were triggered into it, but that's an international problem. The thing to do is to handle it skillfully as well as we can. Get the benefit out of it, which we're getting some political benefit out of it, right? The economic issue is not nearly as potent against us as it was at the moment. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
They can't scream around. We're doing something about inflation. People think we're trying. All right. We can ride that for a while. But in the final analysis, what counts is what works. That's why you just got to do a kiss me ass. Because for a while, you see, for a while now, we've got to create the impression that we're all trying to work together. I think it'll blow over probably this much. But at that time, if we get some movement, the economy moves and inflation comes down. And I'll tell you one of my favorite expressions that I used to say, I developed this in 66 when I came out something. I put it in half the 66 and I was talking to some of our friends in the press. Just remember that, huh? And I believe that, too.